Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl Nikki holding it down for the ladies as usual in another installment, I guess you would say, of WTW. Y'all, my back is hurting so bad. Who else is in the building?
What's up, y'all? Diva's here.
Hey, Diva.
Hey, Nikki.
How are you today?
Today is a better day. I lost one of my best friends yesterday, so today is a better day than yesterday.
We are glad that today is a better day, and our sincerest condolences to you and to your friend's family. We're going to hope that we keep in line with today being a better day. Yo, I kept the baby again today. And, bro, I feel like, now I've been sitting with him all day, but I feel like this is the first time I sat down. I really do. I feel like it's the first time that I sat down. But things are rolling. It's the middle of the week. We're going to keep going. We're going to send positive vibes and all that jazz. Everybody out there, I'm going to get into another song before we jump into the letter. Give my girl a chance to come. What you want to hear, Diva?
I actually want to hear Heart by me.
You know, I love when artists request their own stuff. I do. Let's get into that Heart by Miss Diva, but with a Y, not an I, suckers.
Doing you just know how to live out you. You know that it's all
Hello.
Let's be in the mood.
Huh?
What's that? Got Beastie in the mood.
Lottie, shout out to Lottie. It is Wednesday. Beastie is not on this line at the moment.
What?
But he will be here at 10 o'clock.
Damn. So he know I'm pulling up then?
I guess so.
I hope so. Shit.
Wednesday. Darling, the women's takeover.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bye, Lottie. I'm putting you on mute. Talk about you sorry. He tried it. Hey,
C-Day, darling. Hey, what's up, y'all?
How's the week going? Hey, C-Day.
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie. Everything was cool until I got a phone call. I got my feathers ruffled a little bit. But besides that, I'm Gucci.
Yo, as long as you Gucci, as long as you bounce back.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Yeah. We bounce back. But it is definitely Wednesday, Lottie. It's the WTW. And we're taking over. We're talking our ish, setting on fire alarms, doing what we do. Let's get into this letter.
Thanks, Mailbox. We just got a letter. 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 Wonder who it's from.
Shout out to the Mailbox. Okay. The letter reads. Hi there. I only wish to understand what's going on. I'm in a long-distance relationship. He's in another state. My man kept telling me he cherishes me, but I can't feel it. Y'all grammar be killing me. I kept convincing myself that he's probably just busy, forgets my birthday, forgets important dates, and doesn't even text to know what's wrong, even though I've been offline for months. Doesn't even bother to check my social media or even call. I went back online after 3 months. When I went back online, he only texted me a day after I posted a status update, and he asked, "Oh, you're back on Facebook?" Stating the obvious. I was tight. I was hoping another reaction. Then text, "What happened? Where you went? I'm worried. I'm literally exploding." But what made me angrier was when he texted, "I respect your privacy, so I did not ask or text or call." Damn privacy. Damn worried. It was 3 months. 3 fucking whole months. Really? Can anyone tell me why I feel so angry, so hurt? So unloved, and I feel like I was just uptown. I don't understand. He always said I'm his queen. Why? Why? Why can't I feel it? Please, please tell me why. I would really appreciate any advice I could get. Why? Why? It's the three whys for me. Why? Why? Diva, what you got on this letter?
Okay, first of all, for this letter, girl, it was I was on Facebook and he didn't contact me for me because that's a no-call, no-show.
Okay.
You go a few days, no message, no phone call. You, first of all, if you care about me and you can go 24 hours without texting or calling me, or at least seeing how I'm doing, then, baby, that's a no-call, no-show, and you are fired.
Okay. That is no-call, no-show.
And then you're long distance, and he still no-call, no-showed you, girl. He got a woman in the house with him. He don't care about how you doing. He got in-house coochie. You cross the water coochie, across the states coochie, or wherever it is you are. He can love and cherish you from afar while you're in his face, but out of sight, out of mind. he don't owe you any type of response or any type of anything, because you're not right there in his face. And if y'all are long distance and you ain't make no tight commitment, he ain't obligated to check on you. He's obligated to do what he did, message you when he see you. Whew.
No lies detected. CJ Star.
Yeah, because I giggled. I said, first off, honey. Okay, just pour until you want me to have enough. Shit.
I can't see.
Okay, hold on.
It's clear.
So what I got, that's enough. Thank you, baby. So what I got on this letter pretty much is that, I don't know if you've ever heard of Backpage, Plenty of Fish, all the dating sites out there. I don't know why you're so stuck on that one person. There's a plethora of people out here. If he can go 2 hours without saying what's up to you, then your coochie was whack, and I need for you to just move on. He just hit it, and he quit it. I'm sorry about your loss.
Treat.
That's pretty much it. Y'all tripping. You knew that you was online booty when he said, hello, queen. I joke about this shit in my stand-up.
Not at Hello Queen, because if you Hello Queen me, sir, I'm a whole gangster out here, a hood rat and a gentleman, and probably more nigga than you are. Don't Hello Queen me.
Is that all right?
Not a hood rat and a gentleman.
I like that.
Let me back it up, because I'm not in the dating game. A man to approach you, comment, inbox, DM, hello, queen, that's a red flag.
I'm automatically going to ask you what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, don't say that to me, because now, to me, the new thing, hello, queen, is like saying what's up, ho. That's the new ho, a bitch, to me, because you don't mean it. Because if I was a queen, you wouldn't be asking for no money. If I was a queen, you wouldn't be asking for a ride. If I was a queen, you wouldn't be asking to stay on my couch.
No.
So give me queen energy. And you wouldn't be asking for
goodness.
No tip pick.
Y'all are funny.
Okay,
so hello, queen. That's an ant. Everybody know what's up, big head. That's an ant. Help her out. So she met him online. Long distance. What? Ugh. I don't even know what to ask you guys. What should she be looking for? Because clearly, queen got her hook, line, and sinker, and she thought they were forever love. Because he called her a queen. Why? Why? Why can't I feel it? She said.
I want to know, do they video chat? Do they video chat? Have they video chatted? Do they just text if they're long distance and she met him online? Like, what's the logistics behind this online long distance relationship where she felt like he has some type of obligation to check on her the way she feels like he should have? Like, how long were they together? Like, online wise? Like, where is
like
he? How far is he from you? And have y'all met up? Like, I need some type of understanding for me to understand, as an online situation. Girl, you don't watch Catfish? If you was offline for 3 months to get a spiritual cleansing or to get yourself together or whatever it is you said you was going to do, why are you playing tit for tat? If you cared about that man and he supposedly cared about you, why wouldn't you just tell this man, this is what I'm finna do? I'm finna take a sabbatical from the internet, and, you know, we can talk this way.
Because at that point, and I'm going to let CJ start jumping in a second. At that point, you know, women will test the men, will test our men. And he clearly didn't respond the right way, but it's possible that she was just testing to see if he was going to miss her. And it took her 3 months to just be like, forget it, he ain't never called me. I'm sorry. Why can't I feel it? I can't get over that. Go ahead, CJ. What were you going to say?
I was just going to ask the young lady. I don't know if she's going through anything because of the Ooga Booga out here, but in all seriousness, it may be her self-esteem is low or something, because I cannot get excited with someone that I have never touched and rolled. If I have never touched you or rolled you or anything, I can't have feelings. You haven't done anything for me. I haven't done anything for you. So maybe she might, some of these people might have a little mental problem.
It might be.
You know,
now,
because
it's possible. It's possible.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I'm going to just respond here that you are absolutely being played, my dear. And I think you are being played at your own risk. Like, it's your fault. And the reason why it's your fault is you jumped in head first, you hit your head on the rock, and now you got a concussion. That man reciprocates communication. He does not initiate it. According to this letter, he does not initiate anything past the hello, queen. And you was just all for it. I really don't know what to say. Why you can't feel anything? Because he's not sending you anything. He don't feel nothing. Yes. You are to pass the time. Chat buddy, sexting friend, whatever the case may be. That's what he got going on. And you just bought right into it. 100%. But I don't want you to feel away. I don't want you to go anywhere, because 10 o'clock is coming, and there's a bridge in Brooklyn that was selling for $2. You can buy it. DC will be here to escort you across it. Because this is all on you.
We need to start the music early for this shit.
Okay, start the music early. It's the why. I'm telling y'all, that why just does something for me. So let me ask, how do you make long-distance relationships work? What advice would you give a person on that?
I don't.
It's, long-distance relationships are very difficult, because at times when you want to spend time with your significant other, you can't unless you're spending digital time. And
right.
Everybody has a life where they are, so it's kind of, you have to hit and miss with seeing them, spending time with them. You have to, both parties have to be committed to travel. It can't just be one person traveling. You know, both parties have to be committed to it, and it has to be a lot of trust and a strong mindset. And if you don't have a lot of trust and a strong mindset, it's not going to work at all.
What is the furthest? Because long distance could mean the next day over, honestly. What's the furthest you will enter into a relationship? The furthest distance, Diva?
Why we had to pick Diva first?
CJ. I love CJ. What's the longest distance you would entertain a relationship with CJ Starr? Oh, yeah. CJ Starr is definitely doing her own thing. I think she's
okay, so needed. I guess it's
so
back to me then.
It is back to you.
So, from Georgia to New York, from New York to Georgia.
From Georgia to New York. Okay, let's see this. How long does it take to get from Georgia to New York?
Traffic from Atlanta to New York is light, so it should take 13 hours and 31 minutes CI, 81 North.
Diva said 13 hours.
That's about it. That's about it.
How do you nurture a 13-hour distance? That's a total of 880 miles with light traffic, Siri said. But how do you nurture something like that? Because realistically, in a realistic situation, you can't spend 1 week in here, stay 1 week in there, back and forth. It has to be longer times where you're not seeing each other. How do you nurture something like that?
A lot of prayer, a lot of faith, a lot of pictures, a lot of phone calls, a lot of messages.
A lot of prayer, a lot of faith, a lot of messages. I'm going to say you need that in a relationship of close proximity. CJ Starr, you have to return.
Yes, fuck this phone.
I asked the question, what is the furthest distance that you would entertain a relationship with?
Where I'm at now, I would have to say Spring Lake. That's as far as I'm going.
Why? You don't think that you could do
it?
And you don't think you could do a long-distance relationship?
Absolutely not. See, I'll just be honest about myself. Like, if we long distance, then no, because I got to smash that at least 5 times a week.
5 times a week. CJ Starr is insatiable. Her appetite. Her appetite is very vast. 5 times a week, she said she's coming to Spring Lake.
Yeah, I'm in my 40s. You know what they say about when you're in your 40s, baby? I be in heat. Shit.
That's so damn funny. Oh, my God. Okay. I had to play some music on that.
Right, Diva. Ain't that right, Miss Diva?
Call her off guard.
I am currently
too.
Right. I'm currently a nun.
Let me tell you something. We'll be back. And I got some drops. We're going to play some Lady Ray today. On this girl and her stalking her long-distance relationship. We'll be back, though. It's still the WTW. Oh, gosh. Y'all are so damn funny. I love you guys.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Show Shot. That's Dot, man. And we vibing, yo. And when I'm vibing, I like to listen to WTW. Women's Takeover Wednesdays on the Stage Radio, hosted by Nikki and Nisi. Holler back at your boy, man. Let's get it.
Who run the world, girls? Hey, this is Denise, and I'm listening to The Woman's Takeover.
Shout out to Lady Rain. Queen B is in the building. Hola.
Hello.
Before we go further, did you get a chance to read the letter?
I did not. I'm at work.
You're at work. Okay.
Job number two.
How's your week going? Amazon still kicking that ass?
No. They sure did get to know who I was today, though, because they ass out, clean, smooth. Y'all got me fucked up. But, yeah. It's good.
You're such a little rabid squirrel. Like, why are you so mean?
I'm not mean. They over here, my machine broke down, so they didn't have no more. Like, they, first of all, this week they fucking giving people double overtime pay, okay, if you pick a shift this week. So, obviously, people picking that shit. But it's my regular schedule program, so my machine broke down, and there was no other one for me to get. So, they was like, oh, we just need you to go ahead and break some of the tapes that's off the floor and replace it. Y'all got me fucked up. Fuck, I look like a motherfucking cleaner. Fuck y'all. I walk the fuck out. Send me the fuck home right now. Fuck y'all thought you were. Not me. I ain't signed up for a slippery shit off no goddamn floor replacement. I don't give a fuck what it is. Fuck you. So, they found out who I was today, because I sure cussed their ass.
So, they want you to scrape tape off the floor.
So, basically, there's, like, stop signs and stuff on the floor, because when we're on the machines, it's kind of hard to speak, like, it's air type of shit. So, they have the shit on the floor so we know where to stop, where the people supposed to walk, and all that good shit. So, they wanted me to take off the new one down, a more fresh one, because we're driving over them all day long so I get fucked up. You know, y'all got me twisted. The fuck do I look like? They come on some, oh, it's easy. You're getting paid to do nothing. Well, give me the hard shit. I don't want the easy shit. Fuck you.
What? Queen B is definitely in the building, y'all. So,
it was like, oh,
all right. Go ahead.
To do, though.
Okay. Shout out to Amazon doing whatever Amazon does, taking everybody's money. That's what they does. But a little bit of sauce for y'all is coming from the Shade Room. There's a lot going on that we really don't care about. However, what I found interesting is R. Kelly said that he is getting ready to tell the other celebrities. He's getting ready to tell about the other celebrities that be sleeping with little girls and little boys. What do y'all think about him turning snitch?
Well, he said, if I had there for goddamn such time. So do these motherfuckers. Fuck you. You'll get a jail time. You'll get a jail time. You'll get some jail time. You too.
I just feel like he's salty now. I feel like he's salty. And he likes cheese a little bit too much.
Hell yeah, he's salty.
That motherfucker is past the salt and vinegar chips. Do you hear me?
So, he went through, what, 15 years of scandal, litigation, rumors, accusations. He finally got convicted. He has to do a minimum 10 years, and a maximum could be life. And he's trying to take everybody down with him. I'm curious as to if they do choose to follow, if he does and they follow up with it, when do they go after the people that enabled him, the people that went and solicited these kids, even some of the parents? Like, I just think that whole situation being ignored because they got R. Kelly is ridiculous to me. He had help.
They ain't finna go after no fucking body. Unless they got hard proof.
They should by now. I mean, come on. Everybody has spoken up. It was a documentary. Ask them.
That was all for the public. It's fake.
In other news, your good friend Mark Zuckerberg lost $7 billion. When Facebook, Instagram,
Woo!
And WhatsApp died. Did you think it was your phone?
Oh, I don't know, because I was at work during that, so I didn't know that shit shut down until I got on there when I got off, and everybody was like, it was the longest 3 hours of my life. I'm like, wow, what happened? What I missed? I was trying to figure out where the joke was or what challenge it was, because that's what I thought. I thought it was a challenge. I'm like, well, I thought you said that, and then somebody supposed to comment something. I don't know. I didn't see it, so it didn't bother me. I was at work.
So, I definitely saw it. As a person who runs her business through social media, it made me think of other ways to do what needs to be done, so to speak, because it wouldn't load. Like, you would go in it, and it showed old statuses that you saw already. The feed never refreshed. And then once it released, you had no friends list. You had no pictures. And it was like, well, damn. What happened? My face didn't treat us this bad. But I find it interesting, he's still worth $130 billion, and he stays in front of court, judges, litigation, counsel, whatever you want to categorize it. Why can't we something that replaces Facebook and Instagram by now? Melanated people is out there. I don't like the way it looks. It doesn't feel good to me. I don't use it.
That's
but it's out
what,
there.
Supposed to be.
Well, y'all need to check Clubhouse. We need a backup. And y'all, tap me in if y'all know any others. I'd be more than happy to speak on them. You know, I don't too much, have other news. As I said, I don't really think much applies to us per se. But, you know, some people that are listening, Mr. Sauce, they're interested. So, shout out to the Shade Room. That's where I pulled a couple of things from. Chris Brown smacked a woman's weave off her head.
I'm screaming! Where's the video? I gotta see this shit.
And they are
the
not
way I just laughed when you
charges.
Said that, like, what? What, Chris?
Why he do that? I'm fucking weak. He is funny as shit, man. I think I would have a good time around that nigga. That nigga is hilarious.
He smacked the lady's weave off. She pressed charges.
It makes me want to say, what did she do? Like, come on, like, Chris Brown
is
in
so
his, funny. Own, like, his own business. People be messing with him.
That's why it's so funny, because what the fuck could you possibly have done to get your shit smacked off by somebody that smacked your nigga? Yo, that is the funniest shit in the world. Like, what was going on? Where is the video?
You are cracking me up. I don't see no video, though. But,
oh,
yeah,
fuck,
it says
God.
That she pressed
somebody
charges.
Somebody had to
it's it. Out there. I'm sure it's out there somewhere. I am sure it's out there. But I want to say, Chris Brown, please stop.
That's crazy as hell.
Queen B,
I'm going to find a video and put it in the group when I find it.
I want to know what kind of hair was it. Was it Peruvian hair? Was it an old granny wig? And why wasn't it glued on tight? How hard did he smack her?
Because it was from the hair store. It's fucking synthetic. It ain't Peruvian, Colombian, none of that. It's synthetic.
That is crazy.
That is
she need to kill herself for not putting bobby pins in that bitch.
At least bobby pins on a minimum. Oh, my God.
If he had a good shit, he would have smacked it up.
Girl, okay, he'd have been trying to smack that booty cheek. Is that all right?
The mist and slap the weave?
Is
that all right? I swear to God, all my friends say that. Is that all right? That is not all right. Chris Brown, stop slapping these people.
No, slap these hoes. Because obviously they mama didn't do it.
No.
The mama. Oh, don't slap them.
I'm telling
these
you, Chris Brown is so nonchalant. He don't bother nobody. All he do is sit back and get high and mind his business. So if he slapped you, it's because you was bothering Chris. That's why everybody was mad at me with that Rihanna shit, because everybody was like, oh, he should have beat Rihanna ass. Do y'all not know Rihanna hit this man with the heel of her shoe before he put his hands on her? She could have killed him with the heel of her shoe.
Get up. Let me go ahead, Queen B. Say what you got to say.
Diva, get your ass out the bathroom.
Yeah. I was in the bathroom.
I know, I heard the echo.
So
I ain't want nothing to go
ahead. No. I'm just saying. So, me growing up in New York, I have a lot of friends that are from different islands. Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, all of them. And one thing about island women, they quick-tempered. Very quick-tempered. So, yes, absolutely. She probably was wailing his tail in that car. 100% she was probably letting him have it. I feel like hit, get hit. But I do not think he is innocent in this whole thing, in that situation. No. No,
neither one of them is innocent.
No, I wouldn't have. Okay, let me rephrase that. I wouldn't have defended him. You said people was mad because you were defending him. No, I wouldn't have defended him either. Like, they boxed.
Maybe I should have said I wasn't mad and was not going to boycott his music because of what he did.
Gotcha.
First of all, if any of these bitches think they're going to motherfucking goddamn egg on my son, I'm going to tell my son to slap them bitches too.
Your real son, slap that hoe. Slap her and then go get
your sister to computer to fuck up. Slap her. Promise you. But I'm a little crazy, so don't pay attention to me.
Yeah, you a lot crazy.
Girl, I just told the school the same shit. I'm going
to
tell my daughter to beat them the fuck up. Sure did.
So I saw a post where a teacher messaged a parent and said, can you please stop telling your child somebody hits them to hit them back? That is promoting violence.
Listen, like I said, I just told today, my oldest, okay, so she's quiet. She don't really fuck with people. She's not that type of person, okay? So her dean calls me today, tell me there was an incident today, and these motherfuckers are fucking with my daughter. So I said, oh, yeah. I said, you better get a handle on that, because my advice to her is going to beat them the fuck up. I said, and then I'm going to tell her to tell them to go get their mom, and I'm going to beat their mom the fuck up. So it's best if y'all fix this shit ASAP before I get to coming up to that school. I said, she didn't go put her hands on nobody for no reason, but when I tell her to go, she's going to go. And she's going to do them real dirty, and I promise you, because she's very well trained. So he was like, well, man, we're trying to avoid the physical altercation. I said, oh, I'm sure. But you best get to call us the parents. This is not this one. I'm that parent that's 10 toes down, especially if I know my kid not doing shit. And I know my daughter don't fuck with people. And he said it himself. He was like, she usually says to herself, and she's really quiet. So I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, it's time for me to tell her to beat them the fuck up. That's all I'm hearing.
She's sick of it.
Exactly.
I mean, she's sick of it. That's me. My mother told me, you have my permission to black out. If anybody put their hands on you, black out. And they will leave you alone. And she was right.
That's the only thing holding Ariana back right now, because nobody has put their hands on her yet, but they keep pissing with her about little dumbass shit. This the new girl in school, she said, and her and the new girl's friends, so now they want to be going around calling them gay. Come on now. Y'all little kids is a little too much for me these days. Y'all too fucking much. You don't even know what the fuck gay is. Y'all talk about gay. Shut the fuck up. Now go get your mom, because I want to fight her now.
Now go get your mom. That's
real.
Funny.
That shit weird. You can't even be friends with people no more. That's crazy.
And that's
shit,
the
they'll call all of us.
Right.
We call our girlfriend. Hey, girlfriend. The fuck?
I'm so sorry that's happening to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't sorry. They gon' be sorry, though.
Yeah, people get that a lot, too. When girls find out I'm gay, they just think that I want to fuck them. But I want everybody to understand, just because I'm an equal opportunist don't mean I want an equal opportunity you. Okay?
Exactly. I'm not likable.
Okay.
I told my daughter, I said, daughter, do you want me to come up to that school? She started smiling because she already fucking knows. She already knows. Do I need to go up to that school? Because I'll tell all them girls, come line up outside my house. We right around the corner. Come on, line up. But she's going to do y'all in one at a time. Any of y'all little bitches think y'all jumping in, I'm fucking doing y'all dirty. I don't give a fuck how old you is. And then I'm going to play crazy and play self-defense and keep it moving. What's next? Let's go.
First of all,
you look like you go to the school. Just go up there.
Exactly. But that school know about me, too. I done cussed their ass out, too. Clean, smooth. They already know. They be like, Miss Hazel, it's okay. We gonna fix it, Miss Hazel. We got it. That's how they talk to me. Because I do not play when it comes to my kids. My kids don't bother people.
Y'all teach our kids to defend yourselves, period. Do not make them feel bad for defending themselves. Now, we don't want to raise bullies.
Exactly.
But educate them that if anybody calls that gun line, take their head off.
All the way.
Off.
All the way off.
And once I got older, I understood that seemed to be something that was said in my family. If anybody put their hands on you, you have my permission to black the fuck out. What? I can fight? No. Black the fuck out. Lose contact.
That's right. And that's what Dean, too. I said, I'm going to tell my daughter to beat them up. I said, and then when you call me to tell me that she's suspended for fighting, I'm going to come up there and pick her up with a smile on my face.
Take me to get some McDonald's or something.
He started laughing. I said, ooh, we going out. Let me take you out because you deserve a treat for that one, baby, because I know you was tired. I know you was tired, thanks.
the thing is, realistically, schools are being shot up because kids are picked on and they hold it in. No, not mine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let them have it. All the way.
That's another reason I'm trying to teach my kids to not allow words to even bother them that much.
Yeah.
So that they don't be frustrated, irritated, mad, and all that shit. That's why I was just telling my daughter. She was like, yeah, they always do that. I'm like, okay, well, let me tell you something. They only doing that because they mad because they mama don't love them like your mama do. The friends that you do have that come over here, I bet they went back to them schools, and they was like, Ariana house is big. They got a projector. Their rooms and this. They got this. They got that. That's what they do. So, of course, them little bitches going to hate. They're going to be mad because their moms might have money, but them little bitches don't get to go nowhere. You always traveling. Them bitches don't get to go nowhere outside of the city that they wake up and go to sleep in, okay? Them bitches don't go nowhere. They're mad. They want to be like you, but their parents don't give them the love that your parents give you. So they're hating on you, and it's okay. Just continue to smile. You got your hair done every 2 weeks. Your nails, they can't have none of that. You got the newest phone. They don't have none of that. All they get is Jordan, okay? They're at the bottom of the totem pole. They live in apartments and fucking projects. We don't deal with roaches and rats. We have a house. Now, there's nothing wrong with living in an apartment.
People have roaches
and rats. Queen B is definitely in the building talking her shit. We'll be back. This is for all you kids. Your mamas love you.
I love you.
And Adam. Huh? Touch the mic. What? Turn the mic on. You can't hear me. I can't hear you.
Hey, what do you do? What do you do? Representing yourself for Women Taking Over Wednesday. Hey, it's your boy Killer Cobb for Two Sit Facility to Death Records. Salute for the stage. And
yes, yes, and this is Lila Ike, and I'm representing for the Women's Takeover Show. And you don't know, say, with Nikki and Niecy. And I'm the biggest fan. Love how you play, yes, you are real champion. Word on the street. I this your show, come for lockdown the scene. Keep it blazing.
Hey, yo, you listening to the stage radio with your girl, Queen B, KBE. And I'm representing for Women's Takeover Wednesdays. With my girl Nikki and my girl Niecy. Y'all turn the fuck up. You know what it is.
Hey, hey now, and it's your girl Tasha Scott, and you're listening to WTW Women Takeover Wednesday with my girl Nikki and Niecy.
Okay, y'all, it's the second half. Y'all know what we do here. Y'all know what we do here. BC. How's your week going?
It's going good, man. It's going good. My week going good. Smooth. Peaceful, peaceful.
That is always good to hear.
Peace. That's all right.
Right.
Peace.
Who we got in the building with us?
Yes, the lady.
Well, you know, Diva's here.
In the building. Queen B's in the building. And, of course, TJ Superstar.
Oh, okay, okay.
All over the land.
Butter biscuits, bitches.
Oh, lots of slabs salivating butter on these bitches. Bitches.
Oh, yeah. This ain't no Pillsbury, bitches. This
no.
is the big boy grinds.
Oh, yeah.
We got that grinds biscuits with butter dripping.
Butter dripping.
They're both
What's good? Diva, I'm going to get at you, Diva. I'm going to talk to you, Diva.
All right, I'm here.
I'm waiting on Nikki, but I got you.
Wait All right. on me, is Wait on me. Things are coming together. Things are coming together. That's all I got for you. Things are coming together.
Queen B was good. Queen B,
oh,
we
she's been
a
spazzing.
Yes, she did just spazz out.
Queen Bee is the shortest, spiciest woman I ever met in my life.
I told her she was a rabbit girl. She's so small and angry.
Yes, she's just mean, yo. So what y'all got going on there with the letter? What's going on? What we got?
I'm waiting on you to get your pleasantries out this way. You ready for this letter?
Yeah, let's get it.
The letter reads, hi there. I only wish to understand what's going on. I'm in a long-distance relationship. He's in another state. My man kept telling me he cherishes me, but I can't feel it. I kept convincing myself that he's probably just busy, forgets my birthday, forgets important dates, and doesn't even text to know what's wrong, even though I've been offline for months. Doesn't even bother to check my social media or even call. I went back online after 3 months. When I went back online, he only texted me a day after I posted a status update. He asked, oh, you're back on Facebook? Stayed in the obvious. I was tight. I was hoping for another reaction. Then text, what happened? Where you went? I'm worried. I am literally exploding. But what made me angrier was when he texted, I respect your privacy, so I did not ask or text or call. Damn privacy. Damn worried. It was 3 months, three fucking whole months. Really? Can anyone tell me why I feel so angry, so hurt, so unloved? And I feel like I was just a pastime. I don't understand. He always said I'm his queen. Why? Why? Why can't I feel it? That's my favorite part. Please, please tell me why. I would really appreciate any advice I could get. And see.
First of all, dude chilling. Dude chilling. Dude is chilling. I don't know what dude got going on, but he chilling. He got another shorty on his side. That's what it sounds like. And niggas ain't going months without no buns, bruh. Months. 3 months? No buns. Come on, son. All right. Then you say y'all got a long-distance relationship. Everybody know that shit don't work. Everyone know that shit don't work. So what dude on? Getting some buns. The whole story to sound like dude getting some buns. What should you do? Get you some dick. That's what you should do. Or leave him alone. Or leave him alone. This is not cool. Hold on. This is not cool. Somebody gotta fly off the bridge tonight. And dude normally is the letter writer. But dude, I need you to get in the car. Get in the fucking car, dude. This nigga out here making it bad for other niggas. This nigga making other niggas look like dirtbags. This nigga forgetting birthdays, bar mitzvahs. This dude here. Oh, Lord, let me pass his blood. John, whatever the hell it is. This dude got this woman's head going crazy, thinking she going crazy. Yo, the last thing a motherfucker can do is have you think you're going crazy. The last thing you could do. Don't make me think I'm going crazy when I'm in the right. Don't do that, because it's fucked up. Turn on your music. Stupid motherfucker. Man, turn on your music, man. Now, you trying to roll your blood? Yeah, turn on your music. Yeah. You got the game fucked up, dude. You got that girl out there stressing. This nigga. Roll your blunt, dude. Roll your blunt. Go ahead, roll it up. Roll it up. Nice, nice back. Nice back. Roll it up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This dumb motherfucker. 3 months. Oh, you got your Facebook put back on? This motherfucker here. I want to give you your privacy. This motherfucker got the game twisted. And that's why, yo, that's why these chicks be fucked up, man. Chicks is fucked up because niggas is fucked up and they over it. Because of niggas like him. They over it, bro. Gas it. Gas it. Take another puff. Take another puff. Gas it. Fly your ass off the bridge. Kill those girls. You stupid fuck. You dumb. This nigga got that, man. While we watch the bubbles go up, nigga, turn the music up. Dummy, you got the game fucked up. These niggas don't even know how to be. Nigga, stop it. These niggas out here trying to be players and pimps and don't even know how to play the game. How you sit down that game of Fortnite and don't know what the fuck you doing? These niggas is crazy. The fuck is wrong with these niggas? Yo, what is wrong? Yo, men is, yo, these boys is giving men a fucked up name, bro. And these boys is making these women transform on men. That's why, yo, why the fuck you think they got the roles? They trying to replace us, bro. Because of people like you, you dickhead. They invented the roles, nigga. The roles got women going crazy.
Oh, hell yeah.
They got them going bananas. Cooking their husband. Not now, now. You now, nigga. You ain't getting no more baked mac and cheese and chicken, nigga. You getting butter biscuits, bitch. Men got the game fucked. Yo, these niggas got the game fucked up, man. Keep it a bang. Keep it a buck with Shorty, man. Keep it a buck with her. Pussy done became so easy accessible, you ain't got to lie no more. You ain't got to lie. Just keep it a buck. That's all she wants. It's so easy accessible. They just giving it away. Come one, come all. For real. Back in the days, you used to have to meet the moms, take her to the Olive Garden, do this and that, and hope you get some that night. Now, nigga, roll up. So you don't have to lie, Craig.
What a God. Pull
you
out.
You don't have to lie,
baby,
Craig.
Pull up. Drop the mic and pull up. You ain't got to say much. Oh.
You ain't got to say much. Okay. Just roll up. Pull up. Roll up.
When
pop
I
your dick out.
Spread them legs like a gibbetine. That's my song right there now.
See? Exhibit A. See?
Y'all funny as hell tonight.
He said exhibit A.
First of all, BC, I'm exhibit B. Fuck you.
Yeah,
don't lie to me. If you want to fuck, just say you want to fuck. Goddamn it, nobody got time to be playing games, going on dates to see if I like you. Listen, I just want to wee-wee real quick. Give me the wee-wee, and you can go back to business. I just want the wee-wee real quick.
Exhibit
B. There we go.
See how this is going?
You want something?
Exhibit B. This is going even further than we talked about. Y'all niggas is lame. Lying to these chicks.
Lame as fuck. That's why you can't get no pussy for real because you lame.
Keep it a bed. Tell them what you want. Try to get a little neck. You know what I'm saying? I just need a little neck. I get a little neck. You know what I'm saying? I just want a little neck. Sure, you trying to fuck? Yo, keep it a bend. No, y'all niggas. I'm talking about how rich y'all are. Man. This the stage, man.
I swear, that's the first thing they be talking about. How cool and rich they are. That's all niggas say. I got money. Bitch,
right.
What the fuck you mean? What the fuck do that mean? What's next? We talking about shit we got? What else you got? You got money, you got a house, you got a car? Shit, I thought we was just naming shit.
You know what I can't stand? I can't stand a bitch say, my man got money, but you borrowing from me. I don't understand.
Ooh.
I don't understand. I just don't understand that. My man got a Bugatti, but you just asked me for $20. I didn't understand. I understand. You just a piece of ass. I don't understand. I do not understand women coming home with a wet pussy from a nigga that got a bunch of bread and asking for a cigarette. I just don't understand.
It's so wild, though.
The game is fucked up.
It is. But in honor of women being liberated and having toys such as the Rose, we're going to play Let's Rob by CJ the Star, who is the Rose spokesperson. We'll be back.
Hey, get it, roses. It replacing us, nigga.
We gon' ride. I feel so warm and alive, just like the very first time you made me all trippy inside. See, I love when you look deep into my brown eyes while taking a deep dive in my emotions, like all night. And when we done and when we clean, we gon' ride. Yeah.
covered with the creamer. Laying lines and climbing in between them. Lyrically and all of that. I mean, level up and get your bucks. You know what's up. I climb the ladder of success. Fifth dimension thinking, blinking, bringing all the best. Ain't no competition. I'm competing with myself. Manifesting greatness and abundance with the wealth self. Lyrical genius, please believe it. Let's ride.
Let's ride tonight, alright, yeah. Let's ride tonight, alright. Let's ride tonight, alright, oh. Let's ride tonight, alright. Let's ride tonight, alright, yeah. Let's ride tonight, alright. Let's ride tonight, alright, let's ride tonight,
alright. Shout out to the official, unofficial spokesperson of the room.
Hello.
So basically, we also bring us a little bit of thoughts. And what do you think of R. Kelly stating that he's getting ready to drop the names of celebrities who also have slept with?
Please.
Y'all have got
eight.
To be the most ignorant ass drivers in the fucking world.
Yo, I'm on the fence with it. I'm on the fence with that because I think they should be exposed, but snitching is still snitching.
Exactly.
I ain't with that.
So what if he writes a letter and just drops it somewhere? Oh, wait, he's in jail. What if he writes the letter, seals it, right, gives it to his lawyer, and tells his lawyer to just drop it anywhere? Come to... Is that still snitching?
Yes. Cause
What if he confides in his significant other and writes the letter to his significant other and she drops the name?
It's still snitching. No matter how you look at it, it's not snitching. Just because
she
wrote it, it's telling. No. Now, if he can, if he confide in her and she tell, she snitched.
Right. So that's not on him. Is that fair?
No.
I'm going to tell him to write a letter.
What about the whole...
Oh, hell yeah.
What about it not counting if they're not quote-unquote gangsters? Like, if they don't live that street life, they quote-unquote civilians, does it matter at that point?
Yes. Snitching is snitching.
He grew up black.
I can't condone no sort of snitching. So you asking the wrong
person. I don't agree with that because everybody snitches to an extent. There's levels.
Nah.
People could say they don't.
They
but
don't.
I used to tell on my sister and shit because that wasn't me that had ate the last of the cookies. So you might be right.
True, because if you see some fucking body that you know very close to you get killed, and you know who killed them, you're not about to let that slide, my nigga. You telling somebody.
Me and my niggas gonna handle that. I ain't going to the police.
Nah.
But how would your niggas know if you didn't tell them? That's still snitching.
Nah, I'm not telling nobody.
That's you done snitching?
Nah.
Yes, it is. He just said you... Snitching is telling somebody that somebody... Somebody die, you tell somebody else, that's snitching, regardless. It don't matter who you tell.
But I'm not telling nobody.
You
I'm not telling nobody. I'm not telling nobody.
I'm not saying you. She said she gonna go get her niggas and they gonna handle it. That's her snitching still. Either way.
Is that snitching? Well, I don't know.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
That ain't snitching.
If that's the case, then you do it by yourself. That's still snitching. You told somebody.
Nah, I don't think that's snitching. No, I think that's
snitching is telling the police, man. No, I can't agree with that either.
Let me understand. Snitching is telling anybody, or is snitching just telling the authorities?
No, snitching is telling anybody. Anybody.
So what makes it snitching
or not snitching? If you say, yo, CJ Starr, yo, this nigga just killed Tommy. We about to go get this nigga. And we go get this nigga. It's not snitching. You gonna get your pot.
It's still snitching.
No,
let me put it in a different way. Since you're saying it's not snitching. Okay, so CJ says, BC, we about to go get Tommy because he's just fucking off diva, okay? So y'all go handle Tommy and shit because he don't off diva. Now, Tommy in question with the fucking police, and he says, well, CJ the one who told me that Tommy did this shit. So it's still snitching because she still told somebody. So now that somebody told the police.
Nah.
No, my nigga solid. They ain't gonna say shit. We gonna handle that.
It's not about being solid.
Snitching is snitching. Nah. Everybody has told something they wasn't supposed to tell in their whole life. Everybody.
Nah.
There's not one person who hasn't snitched.
And that's
Even if somebody confides in you with personal information and you tell somebody else, you're fucking snitching. It doesn't matter. Everybody does it.
That's talking too much, and you can't tell them no more.
I feel you. Snitching is a whole different level from where your mind state is right now, bro. It's like you don't understand.
There is no levels to snitching. It's either you snitch or you don't, and everybody does.
I guess that's like saying motherfuckers be like, I hit a liar, but everyone lies.
That's very true.
There's not a human on this earth that don't lie.
That's right. That is very true.
So you hate yourself.
I lie every time a nigga be like, did you enjoy it? I be like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I ain't gonna sit here and say I hate a liar. I'm gonna say, you don't fucking gotta lie to me. You better lie to somebody else. You don't have to lie to me. I'm too cool for
people, that. But there's people that say, I hate liars. Yo, that shit is crazy because everybody. Then you hate yourself. Because even if you pull out of work.
People hate being lied to.
Yeah, but they say they hate a liar,
so they're lying in that statement. They don't know how to explain themselves. They hate being lied to, which everybody does. I mean, damn, don't lie to me. You don't have no reason to. But
it's cool for them to lie.
Don't lie.
I'm understanding.
I'm not gonna say I hate being lied to either, because. Hey, if that's what makes you feel better, that's cool. But just, you don't have to. But if you want to, I guess so. I ain't really a hateful person, so I'm mean as shit, but I ain't hateful.
Yeah, you're a little rabbit squirrel. I told you that.
Mm-hmm. But that's because I'm very protective. That's why. When you start fucking with shit that's mine, and anything that had my name on it is mine, friends included. That's when I get to go crazy. Because now we got
problems. No, that's what I tell people. Yo,
that's
people like, yo, that's what I tell people though, bro. If I say it's mine, it's mine. Like my
yep.
friend. Don't fuck
yep.
with nothing that's mine, bro.
Mine.
My wife.
That's right.
My kids.
My
business.
Friend. My
it's
cousin.
Mine,
yep. That's my shit.
Yeah.
Don't
I, yo, I say that for real.
You're not gonna like it.
For real. Yo. Don't
that's
fuck on. With nothing that's mine.
Nothing.
My cookie.
Then I gotta fuck with something
you
that's yours. And it might not be you. It's just something that's yours.
Whoa.
I'm petty. And you know what? I thank Jesus and I thank Nikki for keeping my mind right. But I'm petty, bro. I'm petty. Motherfuckers don't
petty
want me to
fuck.
Get petty because I'm petty. I'm talking about petty money.
When I start
nigga,
being petty,
I'm...
people get mad. What you mad for? You started with me, bitch. That's what I be telling people. When it's
look at this one.
People don't understand. There's no levels to it. There's no levels to disrespect. So once you disrespect me in any way, shape, or form, I can go from 0 to 1,000. And you can't even get mad because you started it.
Who is it?
Oh,
that's the fact, though.
Who is it?
Right.
Yeah, but I hate that. People be like, I'm going to use the favorite one. When they call you a bitch, you disrespect me because you're calling me out of my name.
Oh,
so don't be mad when I go extreme and fucking show you what a bitch is.
Yo, I'm going to hit y'all in a minute.
Go ahead.
You going to hit us in a minute?
DJ,
all right,
see
we'll
see
you later.
He about to make me pull up on y'all. What y'all doing over there?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll be there in 8.5 hours. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm about to pull up. I'm about to pull up on y'all. Shit.
You know you can come on through whenever you like.
I'm on the way.
I'm yeah, lying. I know. I probably will.
It
got on my good
wig. This shit just say I got my good wig on. I fucking hate it. I hate it.
I hate it.
I got on my nonprofit wig tonight because I was doing nonprofit shit. So I
you know that? She real stupid.
I got my I'm happy to help hair on.
Now when I see you, I'm gonna be like, is that the nonprofit or that's the regular? And don't be, but you better not be saying that shit too, because I'm gonna say
that
every
all right?
time I see you, girl.
Is that all
nonprofit
right?
or regular? Do you got on the freak hair, the nonprofit hair, or the mom hair?
No, the freak hair go to my booty, so you gonna know the freak hair.
Ooh, what's the mom hair? Wait, what's mom hair look like? I don't know what that looks
girl,
like.
Girl, the mom hair got a headband on it, so you gonna know when you see that headband. I'm on my mama's shit.
Oh shit!
It's different levels to this wig shit.
Oh, shit. I thought the short hair was the mom hair because, you know, kids make you want to pull your hair out. Bald.
Girl.
Yes, they
that's
do.
The no edges. That's the no edges. That's my real shit. That's when y'all see that bald spot at the top. And I'm proud of my bald spot. My edges, they coming back, too. They coming back to me. Shit.
Oh, I got something that'll help you help them come back a little faster. I got you.
Oh, please get with me, please, because I'm that shiny part right there is bothering me.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna get with you. It's a copywritten privacy act on my product, so don't ask,
okay.
don't tell. Okay.
Not at all. Just as long as that patch grow back. I ain't seen it since '93. I'm missing it.
I need some of that. I need some of that because I need my hair to grow back. My chemo hair.
I haven't launched
baby
yet,
don't be
so you guys are getting an awesome freebie. A pre-launch freebie.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Let me know my chemo life. Hair to grow back.
All natural.
I love takeovers.
Y'all are nuts, man.
Y'all, I'm over here drinking Everclear.
Y'all know
Everclear.
My baby was bald. And that
Ooh,
baby don't be bald Everclear. Shit. It didn't work for my baby.
So if I get to your
to,
house, Nikki,
go
I'll
go in the
probably
kitchen and make my own baby don't be bald.
Yeah, you going to have to sleep over. Yeah, I'm drinking Everclear.
Well, I need that, Bina. I need that, Bina, because that'll help, like, with the chemo stuff and the all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all see
your
girl
diabetes.
Riot here, right? Oh, yeah. Y'all know how many times Jojo hair done grew back?
Hell yeah, shit. My lifetime probably about 50. Shit. Y'all really
sense.
Have made me laugh. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
I'm glad we were able to lighten your spirit.
Yeah. Always.
We try.
Girl, text me and tell me. Call me.
Right.
Text me.
Tell us. It was just an idea. It was just another idea for us to include. But that's why I said I shouldn't say that on here. We on air.
So, with that being said, we do have things in the works. October 31st,
yeah.
From 4 to 8, is a trunk or treat. It is free to perform if you pull up with your trunk decorated. This is a kids' event. There's a lot of things that's going on that weekend, but they're not centered around your kids. This is the one time a year you get to bring them out and let them see you perform instead of going to stay with their grandma's, auntie, babysitter. Bring them outside, let them get some candy. If you are a makeup artist or face painter, we would appreciate if you would donate your time and participate in this event. October 31st, from 4 to 8, hit the inbox. We do have a location, but I'm not satisfied with it. Blame it all on me because I'm not. It's not what I'm trying to do with our lives. So I'm working on a different location. So in the meantime, make sure you do secure your free spot. As long as you decorate your trunk, it's real easy. Buy candy, throw it in the back of the car, perform for free. Done. February 5th, we are going to Miami. You should meet us there. Meet us there. Join us. Get your hotels booked as soon as possible for the rates. I have rates and a plan for my host and the host house. Now, if you are interested in coming and you are an artist, you have to inbox me so that we can see if other artists will come together and then we get an artist house. As I said last night, I don't mind helping. Right. I don't mind helping. I'm just not doing. I'm not doing anything.
That's right. Tell them, girl.
But I do not mind helping.
Listen, because it's damn if you do and damn if you don't. Oh, y'all should have put together an artist package. And then ain't no artist package. Mm-hmm. Oh. Now we put it out.
Yep.
Oh, look, it's an artist package. Nobody want to buy it. Then they, oh, well, we didn't know. Girl, fuck you and you and you too. Fuck you. All of you.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking liars. Goddamn liars.
Yeah, that's it.
Fuck you. That's how I feel. And if y'all don't like it, guess what? I don't give a shit.
I don't give
y'all
a fuck. Tell them.
Y'all
and
keep
you know
on thinking that we the fuck won't play with y'all. Angel don't give a shit. Queen B don't give a shit. Nikki might give a shit. BC might give a shit. But Queen motherfucking B, Angel got that bitch don't give a shit. Whether you feel mad or sad or not, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. You ain't paying enough for me to give a shit. And that's a fact.
Lord.
Do you see why I've called her rabbit squirrel all night? But she's not the only one that feels that way. So to avoid being left out, if you want to come together and get an artist house, let us know. But the host house, we do have details available. I can let you know after the show if you're interested. Outside of that, for now, that's it. That's what we're focusing on, Halloween and February for now. Yeah.
This is my last one. I'm going to fuck in the house. I'm sleepy.
Going out. We only got a couple minutes more left. I appreciate
that.
That's
for your life.
Right.
It's 10:44.
Yeah, 10:44. I'm about to play some music real quick so you can go in the house.
Yes, sir.
But what is that? It's still the WTW.
WTW, when we take over Wednesday.
Yeah.
lyrical genius. I generate health, I generate wealth, I generate love by loving myself. Name is lyrical energy, spiritual income, residual knowledge is critical. Vibes on soaring stars, somewhere far away past Mars. I'm usually shy, I don't know why. Growth is uncomfortable, but I'ma try. Better yet, I do, then I succeed, attracting all this greatness inside of me. We are who we reflect in any retrospective kind of dense to run from destiny. Now take a second, close your eyes and inhale all the heavens. Meditation if you need a reference. Mindful of your body and your wellness. Download your blessings. You learn your lessons? If not, you gon' repeat them. Slow down so you can see them. Trust oneself, believe and achieve them. Matter of fact, know that. Breathe deep and let it go. No slack, no cap. It does you no darn good to worry. I heard from a birdie or three. You are worthy. So smile, child, every once in a while. Smile, even if you feel it. Life and life loves me. Won't fight the feeling, working on my healing. Have mercy, willing, I'm free. Popping bottles of that elderberry, C, mounts and vitamin D. Finessing on my fitness, trying to get the thickness in this body. But it ain't even me, and I'm not what you see. Temporarily mine to keep while I seek the proof of the truth of things. As a human being, it's some crazy shit. Learning life from the little kids, they've been here before. I ain't tripping though. Stop, look, listen to them. You learn your lesson yet? If not, you gon' repeat them. Slow down so you can see them. Trust oneself, believe and achieve them. Matter of fact, know that. Breathe deep and let it go. No slack, no cap. It does you no darn good to worry. I heard from a birdie or three. You are worthy. So smile, child, every once in a while. Smile, even if you feeling tired. You gotta try, cause it's a vibe. Give me that, give me that.
Like the fucking pipe though. Head struck.
real big. She gon' suck it up, cause you fucking dead. Her body real fat, I'm talking real fat. And she a real boss, she gon' make
she
you
got
clap.
That joy, 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 joy. She got that joy, 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 joy. She got that joy, 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 she gon' control. She joy, joy, joy.
Got that teriyaki, fire call her wasabi. She talk like Ming Ling, attitude like Taraji. She want that ding ding, I want that hot tamale. A different culture, but she got a universal body. She could be my angel, but she dangerous with my Charlie. Lucy ride that thing all night like she whipping Bugattis. We ain't about to rush it, shawty, give me at least an hour. My pretty little lotus ain't talking Chinese flowers, sweet and sour like that.
Joy, 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 joy. She got that joy, 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 she gon' control. A chicka, chicka, joy, joy, joy. She got that joy, 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 joy. She got that joy, 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 she gon' control. A chicka, chicka, joy, joy, joy.
I'm on that hypnotic in Hennessy. It's starting to look like Hennessy. Get head, get bread like sesame. I get the spray on if y'all test me. I'm so hot, eyes low like Chinese. Me and BC tell you, son. With all these backwards, I've been piling. When we take off from the palace, yeah. My weed so strong and my bank so long, I'ma laugh all the way to the bank. I feel things can't go wrong. Get the ass out, don't put the pussy all on my face. Yeah, got me spinning miracle. I have a whoop in the booty, no miracle. I'm in the walls and I'm beating like Jericho. Laughing at niggas, you know they're hysterical.
Joy, 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 joy. She got that joy, 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 keep on controlling. Joy, joy, joy. She got that joy, 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 joy. She got that joy, 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 keep on controlling. Joy, joy, joy.
Shout out to the chicka choin, chicka choin choin. A chicka chicka choin choin choin. That was Beastie, K. Marianne, and QDH. Chicka chicka choin.
Oh my God.
What?
I'm about to order some. They got my favorite purple Uggs. And they're new.
Oh my God.
Well,
hey yo,
don't
so
mind them online shopping.
A
my
violin,
bad.
Y'all. Oh, it's supposed to be an orchestra.
You
gotta
buy one?
Yes. They was like,
they don't get it to
pretty
fucking kids no more?
No. Due to COVID, they're not giving out instruments. And they gave me a list of music stores where I'm supposedly able to rent from, but the stores do not have the violin, so I need to know if somebody kid ain't using a violin no more.
I could check the stores up here if you want.
Yeah, she need a 4x4. That's what it is. Four/four.
Yeah,
whatever size that is. Send me that information
in a text so I can make sure I have it. This is when I look. I'm looking for the right shit. Cause I ain't gonna remember that. I ain't gonna hold you, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask about violins. I ain't gonna remember that size though.
Right, you talking about 4x4?
The same size and shit.
I was gonna wait till I got the money to buy it. She came in here with her face dragging on the floor today.
Talking about if I don't have it by Monday, I can't be in orchestra. Well, listen.
Oh, poor Tink Tink. Her shit
right,
happens
sometimes. I can't make it happen. Can't for you make this magic. Time, I can't make the magic this
see,
time.
See, that's why we be setting our kids up for failure. We are their problem, but we don't even be listening. I stopped being my kids' problem 2 years ago. Sure did. Fuck y'all, young. Fuck these kids. That's what I'm telling y'all. Y'all got to understand. You got to do it.
That is not the stage radio motto. No matter
this
what, her.
Because when shit like this happens and we can't do it, like, they be so mad and then we feeling so fucking bad. Like, damn, that's crazy. And
whole
time,
so bad.
We end up making it happen again, and they all happy. So, but you were just using me, motherfucker. Okay. You won't even say it for real. Then probably went
we see y'all
to somebody else to get it and everything.
Let me know if y'all have any student violence. Hit my inbox. Y'all be safe. We'll be back tomorrow. Love y'all.
They want the lion, but do they want the lamb? You ain't got a man, you don't think that you understand. I think they want the light. Or do they want the land? Do they want the light? Do they want the land? Do they want the light? I tell them, here I am. I think I see Goliath. I'm got the custom in the hand. Hey, why these people wanna try me? Don't like they don't know who I am.